Welcome, everybody.
Here we are.
It's Bacon Is My Podcast. We're coming to you from the sunny utopia of
Coralville, Iowa.
Yes. Yeah. Tropical. Tropical and wonderful.
We've moved the Bimp Lounge there.
Yes.
Temporarily.
It goes with us wherever we go.
Exactly.
Today, we are welcoming back a friend of the show. We have Leah Martin Brown. You may look and say, who's this fiery redhead?
Mm-hmm.
And you may recognize her from Evil Walks. You may just recognize her from like, oh man, she got that cool single Boys out right now.
Yeah.
You might recognize it from that.
She was also a Bimpy performer.
Also a Bimpy performer. And one of our fond guests.
Yes.
One of our friends.
Welcome back.
What's going on? How you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be back. I'm back living in Los Angeles and I'm stoked to be here.
Yeah, it's awesome. So, yeah, you. We'll get into like you fully moved to LA, which is awesome. You're back, which is excellent. And you've got the single out. And you have your first rehearsal and show with Evil Walks
in a while.
So we got a lot to talk about. But first, what we want to do is, like we mentioned to you before, we have our seven questions. But since you're back, we had to get you a whole new seven questions.
Because
so,
you're a repeat offender.
So these are our seven questions for repeat offenders to find out once again what your bacon is. Are you ready?
I'm so ready. I'm so excited to be a repeat offender. It sounds dangerous.
It's excellent. Excellent. All right. Question number one. Leah, which color has the worst personality?
Oh, mustard.
Mustard.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. That's
Wait,
that, like.
What kind of mustard, though?
Like mustard yellow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like that yellow with like some brown in it.
Yeah.
Like oh.
Color of mustard. Yeah.
It's Ooh. Like the color of our background.
A little bit. Yeah. This right here. A little bit.
There's some mustard in there, but no, just, yeah, that mustard.
There's definitely there some in there, but that's all right. It's the rays of sun.
Right. Exactly.
But that's good. I like that. Mustard.
I like that.
Mustard. Okay. Nice. Okay.
All right. Leah, question number two. What's something you're a snob about?
Coffee.
Coffee snob. Okay.
I'm with you.
Talk to us. Let us know. What's your turn-ons and turn-offs with the coffee?
Well, I'm Australian, so we have fantastic coffee in Australia. It doesn't really matter where you go. Even after being in America for a while, you get off the plane, you can even go to 7-Eleven and be like, oh, this coffee is incredible. But I find the coffee in some other, Sweden also has pretty good coffee too. I don't like really bitter coffee, and I don't like a lot of the coffee that gets served at those uber expensive places that it's $7 for a latte. It has that weird, almost like earthy taste.
Right.
Like, I like coffee that you can drink black or with no milk. I always drink lattes, but I will drink it black if it's like kind of, it should be like smooth and like nice tasting, not just like, oh God, someone hurt you. Whoever made these beans and roasted them was going through something and took it out on you.
These were sad beans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like with me too. I'm a coffee snob because I do
sure,
black
yeah,
coffee.
Yeah.
So for me, it if it's trash, it's I can't drink it.
So what do you do? Like, if you're on the road, if you're doing something, is it like, do you have? Are there any places where you're like, okay, this is okay, or this is safe, or this will work? Or are you just kind of like rolling the dice every time?
Honestly, if I can't find somewhere that I know is going to have decent coffee, I just drink iced tea, unsweetened iced tea. I would rather not drink a bad coffee if I can avoid it. Or I bring my own on the road. Like there's a Swedish brand that I really like called Arvid Nordqvist. I'm so sorry to the Swedes listening. I probably butchered that. And I'll bring that with me if I can. Otherwise, it's I have to switch the iced tea because I'd rather just not have coffee if it's going to be horrific.
That's fair. Okay. I like it. All right. Question number three. If you could choose any animal as a battle companion, which one would it be?
Wolf.
Wolf's a good one.
I like that.
Pack animals. They're loyal. Fierce.
Mm-hmm. Fluffy.
Fluffy.
Yeah. they're deceivingly fluffy and mean if you go near them.
Right. Yeah. They're intensely protective of their packs.
So, agreed.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. That is a good one.
I mean, I still like my rhino, but.
Rhino's excellent.
Rhino's great.
I don't know how loyal they are.
I don't either. Alligator, you know.
Right.
They're monsters.
Oh, well.
Just they're prehistoric monsters that are still around.
Yeah.
They're terrifying.
Okay. All right, Leah, question number four. What is the creepiest thing you could say to someone you just met?
Mm. I like the way your skin tastes.
I like that one.
Especially if you just met them because they're like, when? When did you? Wait.
I like that.
How do you know?
That's a new question.
That's a great
and
one.
And so far, we've gotten two winners.
Yeah, this
like we've done it twice.
I'm a fan of this question.
Yeah, this is a great question. I was originally against it.
Yes.
But this has been great.
Occasionally, I'm correct.
Yes.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes, sure. Half the time, 60% of the time, all the time.
Yeah.
Had another one, but I thought that one was too dark. So I was like, you know,
I will. Oh, no. Now you got to tell us.
Now you can't yeah. do that.
Well, my first thought was like, I would like to see the way your skin looks on my floor, but.
That's even better.
That is good.
I love it too.
See, we had, so since you went dark, I will tell you, the last time we had someone on, they said it, and I said, what did I say? You smell different when you're awake.
Something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
Right? So see, we can go dark with you. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. I like to know that I'm not the only awful, weird person on earth. Other people have horrible thoughts in their head too.
Yeah.
All right. Question number five. Choice time. All right. So we're going to have two choices here for you. If you had to choose between only eating pre-chewed food or only communicating through interpretive dance for the rest of your life, which one would you do?
Can I still sing?
Of course. Either way, you can still sing.
Then interpretive dance. If singing is still able to be something I can do, interpretive dance.
Or, you know what? If you're communicating, no, you wouldn't be able to sing. You'd have to.
Right.
It would have to be interpretive dance if that's the only way.
Yeah.
So I guess not. I guess it would. So you just have to eat pre-chewed food and sing about it.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Every day, just baby burden.
Ugh.
Yep.
I can't. Maybe I just only have juice forever.
Just orange. You have juice.
Yeah, you can have juice.
Someone chews it long enough, it becomes juice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whoa. That's gross. It's so
that's
awful.
Really gross. That's not great.
I have now dipped below the line of being worse again.
Yeah, that's okay. we set our marks.
That's how we go.
This is how it works. This you'll be harshly judged on.
Yeah.
This next question.
Yeah, because there's a correct answer.
There
this.
Is a correct answer in my
scientifically.
Yeah. It's not even my opinion.
It's in the patent.
Yes.
Yeah.
A toilet paper roll. Are you an over or an under?
Over. Okay. Like, you pull it. You don't pull, like, from the back.
Yeah, no.
Beards, sociopaths. Not mullets.
Yeah, sociopaths. Yeah. Normal people. Sociopaths.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ellen DeGeneres was saying it's like a pickle claw. You need to get the pickle or the toilet paper claw.
Okay.
And then this is the pickle claw. So in a jar of pickles.
Okay. Yeah.
Toilet paper. And it's like, no, that's not.
No, she's wrong.
That's not.
Ellen's
correct.
Wrong.
You're weird.
Yeah.
You're Ellen's weird lady. Wrong. So.
Yeah. My dad's side of the family, like I've noticed that sometimes whoever does the toilet rolls at that house will sometimes do it that way. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'm related to these people.
Do you ever change it?
I was just going to say, do you change it?
Because I do.
Yeah, I do. I'm just like, I can't with this. What are you doing? Like, you must have been
in a stranger's house.
Yeah.
I'll be in a stranger's house and I'll see it and I'll be like,
I can't look at this.
That ain't right.
Yeah.
Someone made a mistake.
Yeah.
That's not on purpose. Someone made a mistake.
Someone was asleep. They were asleep when they were
it was
not a thing.
Weird thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so we've made it all the way to question seven. So here we are. No bonus question on this one. So this is it. This is our seventh question. And I think we've already learned more. Yeah, learned more. That's what this is for. That's what it's about. So seven's a fun one. I like this one. I'm curious. I think I'm curious as to what you're going to pick, because I'm interested. Yeah. So you get to pick one Halloween costume from your past to wear every day for the rest of your life.
Oh, that's a tough one, because like there's so many cool ones.
I'm sure you're artistic.
This is tough. I have one that I'm like gravitating towards, mm-hmm. but it's like, it wouldn't be practical for some things. Like it would be, I was a homicidal bride, but like getting around in a wedding dress covered in blood all day would probably be stressful. So I think I'm going to go with sexy Beetlejuice. Cause it
had sexy Beetlejuice. I like that.
It had little pants and they were like, you know, I can run around in them. I can, you know, go to the gym in that. Like it's not going to be an ordeal.
Functional
and practical.
Just going to say, I know that brides have a hard time getting around in a dress
anyway,
just in general, let alone covered in blood.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I like, probably would be detained for questioning a lot in the other one.
Yeah. Plus, Beetlejuice is coming out soon, so it's perfect timing. Everybody's going to be all about it.
Exactly.
So
that should be the output to go see the movie in.
Oh yeah, you should do that.
Oh yeah, I think I still have the costume in my friend's basement or garage too, rather, because we're in California and there's no basement.
See, everybody's going to come up to you. Everybody's going to want like a signature or something, and then you can be like, "Oh, well, you can just follow me here. Here's the QR to my code. To my single, and here's the QR to it."
That's a good idea. I hadn't thought of that.
See, that's why we're here. That's what we're here for.
Thought provokers. That's what we are. Yes. So, Leah, thank you again for hanging out with us.
Yeah.
We can't wait to talk more in depth about all the exciting things going on in your life right now on the full-on episode. But before then, let everybody know where they can find everything you and Evil Walks and what's going on.
Right. So I've recently come out with a brand new single. It's called Boys, and you can find that under my name, Leah Martin Brown, wherever you consume your music. There's also a video on YouTube, an actual video, which is fun because I haven't done one of those in a very long time.
Awesome.
You can follow me on all the social channels under Leah Martin Brown. I also have a heavy rock project called Evil Walks, E-V-O-L, goes for a walk. And there will be more music coming out for them later on down the track. And you can follow us everywhere as well. We have heaps of music up that you can consume and wait while we work on that album. That will be released at a later date once the solo stuff is doing something else.
Awesome. So between now and a couple of days from now, everybody go listen to Boys, go listen to Evil Walks, go listen to everything that Leah has out. Follow her, share her, all that kind of good stuff. And then come back in a couple of days for the full conversation, because we're just going to spend some time talking about whatever it is that Leah wants to talk about.
Yeah, exactly. Until then, always remember to ask yourself one super duper important question. What's that question?
What's that thing in your life that makes it a little bit better? What's that thing that makes everything a little bit more exciting? What's that brings the positivity in your life when you're feeling down?
What's that chef's kiss?
What's the chef's kiss in life? What's your bacon?
Always music.